I come down here and then they went to catch him in the daytime.
Oh.
I told my said, you know what I'm saying? I said, I see the fox. I know it was a fox. I said, come right down the side of my hen house fence there and went on back down that way. I said, and I know it was a fox. I said, because it was in a long tail and in the bushes. He said, yes, there's plenty of fox here. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, my Lord. Well, I got rid of them five hens, and I think they done caught all of them five, about two or three, maybe they done caught more.
Mm-hmm. You have those animals that smell bad if you scare them?
What?
The animal that smells bad when you scare them?
I don't know for what.
Polecat.
Yeah. Let's see, them polecats is bad.
They steal chickens too, don't they?
Yes, sir. But I don't think we've been bothered with none of them up in here yet.
Is that right?
Foxes always been bothering the chickens.
And how about the different kinds of frogs you remember? Do you ever eat any frog?
I would eat everything shooting his antlers in his feet and his mouth. They're good.
Uh-huh. You mean that's the big ones?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And somebody was telling me that she has some small frogs that she told me they live in trees.
Them tree frogs.
Tree frogs?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever hear anybody say that when they sing it's going to rain? It's a sign of rain.
Yes, I've heard them say when you hear them hollering, sign of rain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They say them tree frogs is poison.
I had never heard that.
Well, I heard that they were.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be, but I heard they're poison.
How about these real little ones that are in your garden?
Yeah.
Are those tree frogs that are in the garden, those little ones?
Yes, now them toad frogs.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Let's see, there's three kind of frogs here. A tree frog, a toad frog, and a bull frog.
Uh-huh. I see. And you ever eat any turtle? Make any soup out of turtles?
They used to catch every one they'd see and bring them to me. Yes, sir, they're wonderful.
Uh-huh.
I got some turtle in there right now, froze. Soft shell.
Now, is terrapin good to eat?
No, sir, never eat a terrapin. But I know there was a man when I lived in Arkansas. We fished on a place called Mill Bow. I was down there fishing one day, and here he come down with old Jeep, I believe, what he had. Two barrels on. And roll them bells off there and roll them down in there, man, and come and catching them tapping. Let's see, what is his name? I forget what his name was. Anyway, I asked him, I said, what in the world are you going to do with them tapping? He said, I'm going to ship them. I said, ship them where? He said, I'm going to ship them off. He said, you get good money for them tapping. I said, what on earth do they do with them? How did they cook them? What? Because he said they made some kind of soup out of them.
Never heard that.
He neither, not till he told me. But anyway, he caught them turtles, and they were so thick that we couldn't hardly get a fish bite for the tapping bite. And we were barely catching them. And he caught them two bales full.
He did. Mm-hmm.
And I guess he shipped them.
Did you ever have any little crawdad over in the islands?
Crawdad?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. They make holes in the ground, you know.